Man, we'd love to say it's good to be here this morning. Appreciate what all we've heard, what we felt. Really appreciate the opportunity to be back in Mountain View. It's been quite a while since we've been able to be here. Been out pastoring and all, but we appreciate Brother Randy giving us the opportunity. He knows what he means to us and him and his family. Never tell him enough what he means to us, and we appreciate this church. And everybody said, all been talked about this morning, and we may just talk a minute if y'all don't mind. Appreciate all the good friends that we've got here, Brother Bruce, and we've had for a long time. I was sitting there thinking, I met a lot of people, I'll be honest with you, I've met that I'll see them again next week, probably can't remember their name. But I don't know, but when it comes to preaching, I can't remember things that people would never even be able to remember. I can remember, Brother Bruce, in July, Brother Magnum was talking about it. I can remember in July of 2002, first time I ever stood here and preached for Brother Randy. And a thing that you just don't forget. It come back to me when Mike was talking about it. Now I can remember like it was yesterday. Brother Thurman was sitting on that little scooter right over here. And I remember that just like it was yesterday. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can remember the exact thought that I preached on that day, but I can't remember things I did last week. But it's truly amazing what the Lord can do for you. I appreciate them old-timers. I'm going to tell you, I appreciate the ones when you ain't able to come back to churches for 5, 6, 7, or 8 years. I appreciate the very ones that was there the last time you were there. I appreciate the very ones for still being there this morning, Brother Randy. You just don't know what a rock you are. And you'll say, well, preacher, I'm not even that old. Well, it don't matter to me. I'll tell you, in man's age, I'm not that old either. There's a lot of them that's a lot older than me, but I'll be honest with you. I appreciate you for still being here this morning. I appreciate you for holding the church together, Brother Randy, in times that when the devil and the whole world wants it just to fall apart. Thank God there's people that's still willing to hold this thing together, and I appreciate it. I've got great ones. That's me. That's been rocks to me down through the years, and I appreciate it. Thank God for him. You know that what he means to us. He's baptized every one of my kids, married them. Thank God, baptized my wife. Been a pastor to me when I needed a pastor. Thank God, and I'll tell you something. I appreciate the rocks that we have. Thank God, and y'all just pray for just a few minutes. I had to say that this morning because I can remember Brother Thurman sitting there on that little scooter. Thank God just going on with you. Thank God just encouraging, poking you down through the life. But I appreciate it this morning. And I'll be honest, I'm going to try to calm down just a minute. Try to be able to preach to you. I hope and pray that the Lord will just let us get ourselves out of the way this morning and be able to get a hold to the Spirit of God. Because I'll tell you something, without it this morning, it ain't no use of us even being here. But I thank God this morning. I ain't waiting for it to be here, Bruce. Thank God I didn't wait on it to come get here this morning. I wasn't waiting on it to be here. Thank God you want the Spirit of God to be here. Bring it with you, thank God. And that's exactly what I try to do. And I appreciate the Lord this morning. I feel pretty good in him. And I hope and pray I just get myself out of the way. I thank God and preach to you for just a minute. I'm going to try to read you some scripture out of the book of Psalms. Thank God, out of the 133rd Psalms. Some very, very familiar scripture. It's already been talked about. Brother Danny talked about it when he read this morning. And and half the songs I talked about it. So I know the Lord's in it. So I'm going to just try to give it what he's given me this morning. And I hope, pray that I can get myself out of the way. Y'all pray for just a few minutes. You know, I don't care. It don't matter to me. How long you've been preaching, how long you've been deaconing, how long you've been a lay member, it really don't matter. Brother, you know what? It still takes several one of us to get some things done along the way. Brother, I'll tell you something. Your pastor, I ain't no good to you without you praying for him. I know he can stand up and preach. I know that. But folks, I've found out over the last 4 or 5 years, it makes a pastor's job a whole lot easier. Thank God for you'll help him. And I don't know why I said all that, but y'all listen just a minute. Thank God I'm going to try to preach to you. Brother Allen told me when he hooked this thing up on me, he said, you probably like a lot of them. I know you don't need it. He said, but thank God it's for the streaming. I'll tell you something, folks. I just got to tell you some things. Thank God this morning. Brother, I'll tell you a little YouTube thing you're doing like Landon talked about. Brother, it's helping a lot of people. Thank God. I told Randy your day, I seen him at the Cracker Barrel. I told him he was a big YouTube celebrity now. Thank God. I appreciate what you do, and just keep it up, folks. It's helping people along the way. Thank God this morning. Brother, listen to me. I'm going to try to read here. I might not be able to read it, but y'all pray. The 133rd Psalms. I told you it's familiar scripture, but I just want to read it to you anyway. Thank God. The Bible says, behold, how good and how pleasant, thank God it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is, listen to it, how they referenced unto it. It says, if I can read it unto you, it said, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, thank God, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew, thank God, that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Thank God this morning. Brother, I want to talk to you just a little bit. If it be the Lord being my helper, I'd like to talk to you about unity for just a few minutes. Brother, I want to tell you something. If there's ever been a time in my life, thank God, brother, right now, brother, we need unity more than we ever did. I just say, preacher, you've been listening to too much politics. I ain't been listening to politics, thank God. But thank God I have been listening to the Lord. And y'all pray for just a minute. Folks, I've been studying about this for the last couple of weeks. And you know what? I looked it up. Thank God in the strong coordinates. And I'll tell you exactly this, what I want to talk to you about for just a little while. You know what the concordance, the definition it gave of it, the word unity. It says all together, together. And y'all just think about that for just a few minutes. And that's exactly what it says about it. And that's what I'd like to talk to you for just a few minutes, if the Lord had let me. All together, together. Folks, I won't tell you this right here. You'll never find a better situation. And thank God you'll never find a better church. I don't care whether it's Mountain View, Stoners, Plain View, thank God, Tails Creek. It don't matter which one of them it is. But I'll tell you this right here. You want a strong church, thank God. You know what it takes. All together. Thank God together this morning. And brother, I'll tell you. You know what you heard those saying? Somebody throws a monkey wrench in it. Well, I want you to know something this morning. Thank God I told y'all. I ain't been around y'all in quite a few years. And I'll tell you this right here. I don't know nothing going on around this church. And I don't know if there is nothing. And I ain't here to preach all that or get into it. But I'm here to tell you this morning. I thank God more than ever right now. Brother Bruce, we need to be all together, together this morning. I thank God for it. Brother, I know there's things going on all around our churches and things in this community and things in this world down around the house up here. Ain't L.J. all over this world. Brother, I want to tell you something. The Bible says, you know what it says? That men need to have all things common, Brother Andy. And I want you to know this. You know what will tear a church down more and quicker than anything. Brother, you let somebody get out of sync with somebody. And brother, I'll tell you something. I thank God it'll just tear everything slap apart this morning. But I'll tell you this right here. Brother, it'll do us all good to get on the same page this morning. And y'all pray for us. I'm going to try to slow down and preach to you for just a few minutes. Thank God, brother, I want you to know this. Brother, there's been times in my life where everything going just fine. And brother, I'll tell you, I'm just like the rest of you. Thank God I get up, Lord willing, every morning of my life and I go to work. And you know what I do then? Thank God I've got to the place since all this has been going on around about this world. Brother, I go home. Thank God and I go to work, Randy. I go home. Thank God and I go to work. I thank God this morning. Brother, there's been times in my life, brother, where you know exactly where you was going, what was happening. But I'll tell you this right here. Brother, when things get out of sync in your life, when things get out of sync between you and God, brother, I'm going to tell you something. It's some of the most miserable places that you'd ever be in your life. I thank God. But brother, I'll tell you this. When you get all together, together with God, brother, there's some things that can happen if you just trust Him and follow Him like He sung about this morning. Thank God, I want to talk to you. And brother, I want to preach to you. If the Lord will let us, I'd like to talk to you. Thank God, Brother Bruce, brother, about being all together. Sunday was a time when old Jacob and Esau, Isaac's sons, brother, they came a time in their life where old Isaac said, y'all pray for just a minute. Thank God he told Esau. He said, Esau, he said, my eyes have got to the place where I can't see very well. Thank God he says, so go out there and kill me some of your savory venison. Y'all pray, just listen just a minute. Thank God this morning. He said, bring it back to me. He said, that I may eat, I may bless you. Folks, I want to tell you something. That ain't the way things worked out, was it? Oh, Rebecca heard of it. Y'all all know how the elder shall serve the older. How the older shall serve the elder. Thank God this morning. Y'all listen to me just a minute. Brother, it came a time. Oh, Rebecca got. Thank God, old Isaac, didn't it? And brother, put him in there and got the blessing of Jacob. Thank God this morning. I'll get it right here in just a minute. Y'all pray just a second. Thank God this morning. Brother told him, he said, you get on down through yonder now. Ain't that what Rebecca told him? She told him, she said, you go on down that way. He went in there and got the blessings. Thank God, didn't he? Old Isaac and old Jacob left, didn't he? Thank God, went on down his way. Now listen to me just a minute. And brother, y'all know the whole story about how Esau come in and he told him he'd already gave the blessing away. Thank God, brother, and I'll tell you, there was division since that time. And brother, there was trouble between Jacob and Esau. Thank God this morning. And the Bible says, I want to tell you something. I can't imagine them little boys there probably played together their whole life. Thank God, wasn't nothing wrong. But there came a day, brother, where there was things that come in between them, Brother Bruce. And y'all pray just a minute. Thank God this morning. The Bible said that there was, thank God, some 20 years passed is what history says. That brother, before them two boys come back together. And you know what? Old Jacob went down through there. He even got to a place where he laid his head upon a rock. Thank God I saw a vision. Brother, I'll tell you something. When there's trouble going on between you and somebody, I thank God this morning. You need to trust the Lord. Brother, I'll tell you something. It ain't always easy. Brother, when there's trouble, exodus, a division between you, it ain't always easy to go talk to somebody. But I'll tell you this right here. You let the Lord guide you and lead you in the right direction. And thank God he can take care of it this morning. Brother, I'll tell you, the Bible says, as old Jacob went down the road, scared to death to meet his brother Esau one more time. But I thank God this morning. I said Jacob was so scared that he even divided up his stuff that he had. My brother sent some people before him. I thank God was willing and wanting to meet old Esau. But scared to death at the same time. Brother, you ever been scared to death when you know things ain't right between you and the Lord? And brother, knowing that you need to get them right again, but you just scared to death. I thank God to make another step. But I'll tell you this right here. I thank God the Lord can take care of it this morning. I'm still talking to you about being all together. I thank God this morning. This is how the Lord can take care of things for you if you just be willing to. The Bible says that old Jacob, right before he met Esau, got down to a place where he was tore, slapped apart, Randy. I thank God didn't want to go, but he knowed he had to go meet his brother if he wanted the peace of God about him again. I thank God this morning that's where you might be. I thank God you know that you need the peace of God back in your life, but you had a place where you're wrestling God about it. Thank God, why don't you give up? Let God show you what to do. Thank God he'll guide you and he'll take care of it this morning. Brother, old Jacob done got down to a place where he thought that he could out-wrestle God. Yes, sir. The Bible said that he got a hold of a man. Thank God Jacob told him. He said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Folks, I want to tell you something. Why in the world do you think they put them ram horns on them altars? Thank God give you something to grab hold of, brother, so that you wouldn't quit. Thank God till you got a hold of God. Brother, I'll tell you this right here. Old Jacob got tore up. The Bible says, I'll tell you, it said he was doing pretty good wrestling him. I had a hold of, wasn't going to let him go. But I'll tell you this right here. I don't care how strong you think you are. God is stronger than anything you got to throw at him. Any wrestling moves you can put on him. Thank God this morning, you are not going to be able to out-wrestle him this morning. Thank God. Bible says, old Jacob had a hold of him. If you go read and study, brother, you'll find out it was God in some kind of physical form. I don't know. I can't explain it. But I'll tell you this right here. Have you ever been to the place where you tried to wrestle him? Son, I've got the atomic elbow put on me. Thank God I've got body slam. I've got everything because I tried to wrestle with him. But I'll tell you this right here. You better be careful. I thank God this morning because I'll tell you this right here. God will put some things on you that will go with you the rest of your life, Brother Bruce. You say, preacher, what you talking about? The Bible says that old man got a hold of the hollow. I thank God of Jacob's thigh. I jerked that thing slap out of joint and let him know who was boss this morning. I want to tell you something. You better be careful trying to wrestle God. Because I'll tell you something. You get all together with him. I thank God you won't try to wrestle him. You'll just say, yes, sir, Lord. When you're in one cord, one mind, I thank God that's what'll happen to you. Brother, you'll want to follow God. You'll have the peace of God about you that surpasses all understanding this morning. That's what the Lord can do for you. You say, preacher, what you talking about? The Lord can do things for you. I want to tell you something. It said in the next couple of verses that Jacob, now it's called Israel after that fight. I thank God you know what happened. I said he saw some of his folks and said he went too. But you know what the Bible says? I said, oh, Jacob was halted. Thank God. I said he was halted from the battle that he went through. Thank God. I will tell you something. Ain't you glad sometimes that you got some reminders to let you know that God is still in control? Thank God. When you get all together, folks, I want to tell you what can happen. You know what? Old Jacob got some peace about him that night. You ever been to a place where you wrestled with the Lord? I want to tell you something. I've tried to wrestle with him. I've tried to debate with him. I've tried to fight with him. Folks, I've tried to outsmart him. I've tried to outlast him. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what? Every time I have lost. And folks, every time you will lose. Because God's bigger than anything you're going to throw at him. But I want to tell you something. You say, preacher, would you advise wrestling with the Lord? I want to tell you something. There's been times in my life where I've wrestled with some things, Randy, that was good for me. I didn't try to outsmart the Lord. I didn't try to tell the Lord I know more. But I wanted to know some things. Thank God I wanted to have the peace of God about me. And some I want to tell you something. You know why? And I'm going to tell you this right here. You know why most people they can't have peace with their brethren. You know why their problem is? Because they ain't even got peace inside themselves. Thank God that's the whole problem about it. I want to tell you this right here. Folks, before you ever go have peace with your brethren, as they said this morning, thank God you're going to have peace inside yourself. Then thank God no matter what might come your way, you can deal with anything that comes near you. When you got the peace of God about you, I'm going to tell you what you'll do then. I heard Randy preach one time and it stuck with me, Bruce. This is what you'll do. He said one time, he said, you got to love everybody. I said, whoa. I said, Randy, you crazy. Then you know what he said? He said, but some of them, you got to love from a distance. Thank God. Ain't that what you said, Randy? That peace of God will make you love everybody. But it'll give you enough sense to stay away from stuff. Thank God it'll give you enough sense to stay away from things, Steve. And it'll take away that spirit of God that's about you. Thank God. What we need to do, we need to stand truer more than ever. Thank God. Together, all together, together this morning. It's what we need to stand upon. I want to tell you, the Bible says that when Jacob got through with that fire, brother said he went on to meet his old brother. Hadn't seen him in 20 years, history says. Been a long time. Can you imagine? The Bible says all the way leading up to that thing, old Jacob was worried, slapped to death. Oh, Esau was about to kill him, wasn't he? Worried to death about what his brother is going to do to him. Thank God, but I want to tell you something. You get all together, and together with God, God can take care of your biggest problems like it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to him this morning to give you peace. All you got to do, just like it's already been said, the hard part about it is, thank God that you need some help this morning. That's the biggest part about it. Thank God, and I believe that's why Jacob was wrestling with God so bad. Thank God he was afraid of what was about to happen, and he wasn't willing to give in. But I'll tell you, when God broke his own hip, he got willing, didn't he? Thank God. I don't know if it was the next day or how long it was, but the Bible said that Jacob and his whole family went down the road. And you know what happened? Coming the other way, thank God, was his old brother Esau. He ain't seen him in 20 years, Bruce. Scared to death of the man. Scared to death he was about to take his life because he remembered what had happened in their father's time. Thank God this morning, the old devil will remind you about all the things that happened and all the things that used to be. But I'll tell you this right here. There's one thing old Satan won't tell you. It's what God can do. Thank God this morning, all he wants to tell you is what you can't do. But I'll tell you this right here. Get out of the way, quit wrestling, and let God fix the problem this morning. Guarantee you he can do it. Bible says, oh, Jacob, I'm going to get there in a minute. The Bible says, oh, Jacob went down the road, him and his family. Said he sent some of them before to his brother Esau. And you know what happened, folks. Thank God, I hope you know what happened. The Bible says when Jacob got close to Esau, I said, oh, Esau, I saw his brother. Woo! Thank God this morning. This is what God can do for you. And this is what God can straight down. The very man he was worried about taking his life. The Bible says that Esau run to his brother, fell down upon him, embraced him, and kissed his neck this morning. Thank God, God can fix it and put you back all together this morning. He can fix it. He can fix it. We're worried about what's going to happen and let God do it. God can fix it this morning. Bible says, Jacob told Esau told Jacob, he said, what is all this? He said, what you'll find out. God don't need nothing you got. Esau said, what is all this, Jacob, after he'd kissed him and embraced him? He said, brother, this is some things that the Lord has blessed me with, and I wanted to give you. Esau told him, he said, thank you, brother. He said, but the Lord's blessed me too. He said, I don't need all of them. I thank God this morning. When you think all your troubles there, brother, I want you to know something. God's already working on the other end, already blessing the other side. So that thank God if you get you all stubborn heart out of the way, let God work. He can work this morning. Jacob said, I want you to have it anyway. Esau said, okay, brother. He said, I don't need it, but I'll take it. I want to tell you something, folks. God can give you peace that only God could give. You think this is the first time that men have disagreed about things and argued about things? Paul and Barnabas had to go, didn't they? Had to go back down. The Pharisees were still trying to teach that you had to be circumcised. Huh? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. What God's given me, Randy, God's given it to me. He settled my heart and my peace about it. You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to stand upon it. Thank God this morning, I don't care what you think about it. I really don't. You know why? Because at the end of the day, Bruce, God's going to bless me. Thank God I ain't in it for the blessing of God, brother, but they sure are good when they come by. Thank God, ain't it, Jeff? Even during the nosebleed, didn't God still bless you? Brother, I want to tell you something. When I first started preaching, brother, I wanted to be all together with God this morning. I told him, I said, Lord, are there some things that I need to know because you tell me about it? I don't want to know it because Earl preaches it. I don't want to know it because Randy preaches it. I don't want to know it because any of them preach it. Lord, I want to have some peace about myself. And the only way I'm going to have it is if you give me some things this morning. There was a man in the Daresville. Lord, I don't know why I'm going all this way, but I'm telling you. There was a pastor over the Church of Christ in Daresville. And he used to put an article in the paper, question every single week. Every week, some of them we agreed with, some of them we didn't. But I'm going to tell you, Bruce, you know what happened? I seen that man about a week ago, and you know what? I seen him at the election polls in Daresville. And you know what? Me and that man, Brother Randy, was still just as cordial to each other as that we ever have been. I wish men would get back to that. Thank God, that's what I wish men would get back to. And I ain't preaching nothing but ain't the truth this morning. I thank God, I wish men would get their opinions out of things. Thank God, get back to the Word of God. I get back to digging and studying in it. And I want you to know this right here. Everybody would be better off. Thank God, take control and put you all together, together again. Tell you, I preach. Second time I ever preached at the association. Things was going on then. And brother, I'll tell you, hadn't been preaching very long. Thank God, sitting over yonder, Welcome Valley Baptist Church. He remembers it. Thank God, sitting there on the pew. I had to get up and preach first thing. I was sitting right inside the pew on that end. Old Randy sitting right beside me. A typical Randy. He looks over at me and says, "You ready?" I said, "Boy, I don't know if I've ever been ready for this one." He just patted me on the leg and he said, "Go on, just go." And brother, I want to tell you something. You know what I had to stand up and preach that day? Thank God, having all things coming. And I want you to know something this morning. There was a lot of men there that did not have all things coming at the very time. And brother, I'll tell you, I ain't nothing. And brother, but I'll tell you this right here. God let me stand, Brother Jeff, and preach to every single one of it. And thank God, you know why it worked? Because God did the preaching. He got in the midst of it, and I got myself out of the way. Thank God. It'll work. But when man gets involved in it, it just tears it, slap all to pieces. The children of Israel, old Joshua and Caleb, they saw some things when they went to spy out the land. They saw some things that God wanted them to see. Folks, y'all just bear with me a minute. I hope you're here this morning. You ain't got all things together with God that you will have before you leave. Joshua was there because Moses had died. And I love it. Some of my favorite scripture in the whole Bible. The Lord come to Joshua. He said, "Joshua," he said, "also as I was with Moses," he said, "also shall I be with thee." Thank God, this morning I want you to know something. You trust God and He'll be with you just like He will anybody. Thank God you listen to Him, you obey Him and follow Him. Thank God, it'd be amazing what you can see in your life today. Oh, Joshua and Caleb saw some things that the Lord wanted them to see. Got outnumbered, didn't it? Huh? You ever been outvoted in the church? Huh? Said, "Preacher, you ain't going to go there." "Yes, I am. I sure am. I can get back in my little truck and go to Daryl here in a minute. Randy going to have to deal with it." But I'm going to tell you something. You know what? I've been outvoted in the church more than once. But I want you to know this right here. You know what I didn't do? I didn't take my little ball and go home, thank God, this morning. You know what I did? I got in there with the church, thank God, even though it wasn't the way I thought it should go. Thank God. And I prayed and I worked and I prayed just like the Lord wanted it to go. And thank God it worked this morning. Quit your belly aching, you whining in your moaning. Are you grumbling, complaining? Thank God. Get a hold of God and let Him guide you in the right way. How would you like to be in Joshua and Caleb? Had to walk 40 years with a bunch of naysayers, a bunch of grumblers and complainers and moaners. Huh? But I'll tell you what, they didn't flee the flock. Thank God they stuck with it. I want to tell you this right here. I'm getting there. I thank God the Bible said that one day, old Joshua done exactly what the Lord asked him to do. Bible said they came to the very place they'd been searching for 40 years. got there, and you know what happened? Bible says, old River Jordan was harvest high. It said it was flooded back just as far as you could see. Can you imagine what most people would do? Or what most people would say? Lord, why in the world did you bring us out here? Huh? Why in the world did you bring us out here and get us stuck? You ever been there? I know none of y'all ain't. Huh? Why in this world did you bring us out here this far? We trusted in you. And now get to the place where we're supposed to cross over and we can't cross over. You ain't ever done that, hey, Bruce? I want to tell you something. You know what Joshua did? He listened to the Lord. Didn't he? He said, Joshua, he said, you go get the priest. Huh? He said, you let him step off in that thing. You know what happened? Some when they stepped off in that thing, boy, can you imagine? Son, it took some faith just to step off in it. That brother, the Bible says that the waters started parting back. Moses wasn't the only one the waters parted for. Thank God you ever had the waters part for you when you listened to the Lord. Thank God, I won't tell you something. Brother, I've been late for church before. I had a couple of soul pokes in front of me. Next thing you know, both of them turn off. Don't tell me the Lord can't work. Even in little simple things, trust him and he can work it out this morning. Amen. He can work it. Bible says when them priests put their feet in there, that water just rolled back, thank God. You know what they did? Same thing their fathers and mothers did. Went across that land on dry ground. You know why? Because they was all together, together. It worked so good, the Lord told Joshua, he said, you get you some stones and you pile up. He said, so that one day, that was such a great event. He said, one day, he said, your kids are going to ask what happened right here. He said, I want a reminder for them. I want a memorial right here for what God done for you. Folks, have you got any memorials for what God's done for you? I have. I thank God this morning. And I want you to know something. If you're out of the will of God, you ain't all together, together with God. I thank God you can get there this morning. Amen. You can get there. That ain't the ending of it. I could preach to you folks for a while. Bible says, you know what? They went over Jordan. You know what the first thing they had to start doing? We think we whine and moan sometimes because we have struggles. These people just entered into the promised land. And you know what happened? They had to start fighting. Had to start fighting. Some of them giants and things that they saw over there, they were real. And they had to start fighting. I'll tell you this, and I'll hush if I can. Bible says they went on and they came to a city called Jericho. You know what? The Bible says that the walls were shut. They were shut. Couldn't get in, folks. I'm telling you. I don't know how tall these walls were. Somebody probably could go history and read and find out. But I'm going to tell you, they were taller than a man could crawl over. Huh? They came upon that city. The Lord began to talk to Joshua, didn't he? Boy, ain't it good when you come upon something and you just stop. You know, being self-employed, Bruce, there's been times in my life where I've got 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going to tell you something. Me and Broughton us run up against something. Say, preacher, you're supposed to be the boss. Done that for 35 years. Yes, sir, I still run up against something that I just can't figure out. And folks, that's exactly how life is. You know what I've done before, Jeff? I've told them boys, I said, get them up. Get tools up and put them on the trailer. I've went home and I've prayed about it. More than once, Brother Steve, 3 o'clock in the morning, Brother Randy, Lord, come to me just as plain as day in the middle of the night. You say, preacher, don't you care to get woke up like that? Not from God. Folks, I'll talk to him all night long. I'm going to tell you something. He's worked out more problems for me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning than I can even tell you about. Folks, I'll tell you, thank God sometimes you need to stop, take a little time, and listen to what God's trying to tell you, thank God, because you won't disappoint. You'll say, preacher, thank God, didn't you cheat them boys out of some time? I paid them for it. I'm good to them boys and I take care of them. Thank God, they'll tell you I do. But I'm going to tell you this right here. We work hard, son, so I take care of them boys. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we all need to stop and listen to what God got to say to you. Amen. Can you imagine if Joshua just said, go on, Lord, I got this. I got it figured out. I don't need your help. You ever been there? Better raise that hand way up. I've been there. Lord told Joshua, he said, Joshua, you talking about all together. Together. Lord told Joshua, he said, Joshua, this is what I want you to do. He said, you get all them instruments you got. He said, one time, for 6 straight days, he said, I want you to march around that place. He said, you blow them. He said, you blow everything you got as loud and as hard as you can. You know what Joshua did? Folks, can you imagine how many people that was? I'm sure it was still well over 1 million. Bible said that they, one time a day, 6 days in a row, was all together marching around that thing. Folks, you stop and think about it. If all of us come together, the world could not stop us. We talk about this world being the most divided it's ever been. I'm going to tell you something. It's the most divided it's ever been in my lifetime. But I'm going to tell you, all it'd take was some people turning back to God. And God could fix every bit of it. We would be all together. Together. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's not going to happen. You listen to me. You say, well, you know more than God does. I know men's hearts. And it's sad to say. But I'll tell you this. This ain't the first time we've been through this. It ain't the first time God set up a Pharaoh to prove some things right. I'm going to tell you something. We just trust God. And it'll work. The Bible says, Lord told Joshua, he said, Joshua, he said, now on this 7th day, he said, I want you to march around this thing 7 times. He said, but you be quiet. Listen to me, folks. You talking about a bunch coming together. They was all fussing and fighting with each other. You know there was bickering and arguing going on. But when Joshua told them to do what the Lord says, every one of them had to come together or it wouldn't have worked. Bible said they marched around Jericho 6 times in one day. He said, now Joshua, on that 7th time, he said, you let her rip. Thank God. He said, you blow them all as loud as you can blow them. Thank God you do everything you can. He said, I'm going to prove to you what's going to happen. Thank God the Bible says they all came together. Thank God marched around it 6 times. And on the 7th time, I started blowing them when they went around. And you know what happened? Thank God the walls of Jericho came crashing down tonight. That's what happened. That's what happens when you listen to God. I've heard people say, well, it was an earthquake that brought the walls down. I don't care what it was. If it was an earthquake, the Lord sent it. That's all I know. Lord's got ways of working. Thank God. All I know is they came down exactly like the Lord told Joshua they would tonight. And they will in your life. If you'll trust him. I remember I was self-employed back in 08 and 09. But all of it got so hard. About lost everything we had, Randy. I remember them times. I went to work for the county for about 9 or 10 years. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I was about tired of that mess of politics and the government. I said, Lord, I promise you, if you ever let me get back out in that, I said, I'll remember where I was at, Randy. I said, I'll remember them times that when I got to walking bigger than I should have been walking. Told him, I said, I promise you, Landon, I won't get back to that place. And I've been back out for the last couple of years, and you know what? The Lord's blessed me beyond all means. And you know what I told Paula? When I went back out, I told her the very same thing that I told the Lord. You know what, Bruce? She's been a helpmeet to me. And she's helped me through these times. But I'm here to tell you this morning, remember where you've been. And remember the times. I'm going to tell you this, it might help you. I ain't proud of it. Randy, I remember, and I ain't never told this story but once, I'm going to tell you. Because this is how God can work. I had a truck that I loved, Steve. And Bruce, it got down to the place where it got between that truck and my house. But you know what I chose? I still got my house at 4953, the old Frank Harris Parkway at Daresville. But I ain't got that truck no more, Jeff. I'm just telling you to be honest because it might help you. Some of the things we all go through. You think preachers don't ever go through anything. They come, got that truck, repoed it. But let me tell you how God works. Folks, and I ain't lying to you. You know what happened about a month later? Just when you think God don't work, I got a $3,200 check in the mail. Say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? You know what they did, Randy? They took that truck and they sold it. It brought more than what I owed on it. Don't you tell me that God don't know how to work. God was able to do things even in the midst of a storm when you think there wasn't no way out of it. God can work and he can make a way if you get all together with him. Amen. Say, preacher, I wouldn't tell that story. I ain't never told it much. But it might be a help to you. He's the only one that's ever went through things. And I'll tell you, I'm sure you've heard him preach it. Man said he's paid for his house 3 times. Ain't it right, Randy? We all go through things and we face things. But you know what makes all the difference? If you're all together with God. I don't care what this world throws at you. I do care. Let me rephrase that. It don't matter what this world throws at you. You can face it. Say, preacher, you might be fixing to face some things that you don't want to face. I don't know what I'm fixing to face. But I hope and pray that I can face it, Jeff, all together with God. And you can get through anything this world has to throw at you tonight. If you stay all together. I'm going to tell you, it all starts right here. You ever sat inside the church and just tried to blend in? Huh? Ever been there? Being the most miserablest, out of place, out of peace, out of fellowship, and being born again 30 years ago. Person you ever thought of. You ever been there? Folks, I have. Tell you what, Adam was all together with God. Couldn't get no closer. I'm going to hush y'all, I promise. You know what? Sin come into Adam's life. And he was no longer in fellowship with God. But you know what God did? God put a cherubim and a flaming sword to keep the way lit so that men might get back. I'm going to tell you something, folks. They never could find that peace under the law. Never could find it. They tried and they searched and they tried. They killed every kind of animal you could think of to try to get back close with God. All it did was appease them for just a little while. But they never, ever had that peace they were searching for. Y'all know it. The Tower of Babel, oh, I'm just going to preach it all to you. The Tower of Babel, men got confused by God so that they could not get to God. Let me tell you what happened on the day of Pentecost. It said every man was heard speaking by their own tongue. I thank God this morning the Lord brought peace like they had never known before. I wish I had the time to preach it all to you. He told them, he said, boys, I'm going to go away. He said, because if I don't, you ain't going to have the peace like you need. Comforter ain't going to come. Let me tell you what he really had to go away for. Every sacrifice had to be accepted, didn't it, Randy? Had to be accepted. Christ had to ascend to his Father to be accepted. He was the perfect sacrifice. Yeah. But he still had to be accepted by his Father. Yeah. Say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, you go read and study it. Yeah. If he didn't go, Peter wouldn't have got called drunk on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. He had to go so that the peace of God might come back. 40 days he was gone. 10 days they were searching. You know what Pentecost means? It means 50. Huh? 50 days later after he ascended, you know what happened? He come back. He came back just like he told them boys. Say, Father, preacher, that was the Spirit. You go search it all out. I'm going to pull a Randy on you, huh? You go study it out. I'm going to tell you something. They say there's three in one. Thank God you ain't going to get one without all three of them. Thank God this morning when the Spirit of God comes to you and give you the peace, the only reason you can get it is because Christ died. Thank God took a beating, hung upon the cross, resurrected on the third day, ascended back to the Father, got approved, got accepted, come back on the day of Pentecost and let everybody feel the peace of God. Yes. That's it in a nutshell. Amen. Huh? That's why you can feel the peace of God about you. Yeah. I know. Or that's why you don't feel the peace of God. Said about the ninth hour, Peter got up preaching to him, didn't he? I can just hear him, boy. I went a little while, didn't preach. I thank God the Spirit of God get hold of you. Brother, they think you drunk. They can think what they want to, long as I can feel the peace of God. And, are you here and you're not all together? Together. God can work on you. He can work on you. I don't know where you stand this morning. I'm telling you, I could preach to you for a while longer, but I don't feel it necessary. I believe I've told you what the Lord can do for you when you're all together. Together. That's what the concordance in the Hebrew part of it said about unity. It ain't much easier, a better way to put it. When all of us come together, we're together. He told over in one place, he said, y'all all need to, Paul was leaving, he said, y'all all need to stay in one mind and one accord. Told him in another place, he said, we're one baptism, one God. He said, we're all many members, but one body. Folks, when you come all together, the devil can't stop us. I want you to stop and think about that next time somebody tries to drive a wedge in between something, tries to start something. You better remind them that we need to be all together, together, not trying to tear things apart. And brother, it'll work. I forgot, pastoring, how it was to preach these messages, Bruce. Most of the time you'd have to come back next night, preach to them again. But I appreciate the Lord is letting us come preach it, Randy. And going home, I'm going to tell y'all something. Preachers get these messages before y'all do. And I need just as much as anybody in here. We need to be reminded sometime who's in charge of this thing. We seen a sign the other day, Paula laughed at it. Some little church over here close to Fairmount. I don't even remember the name of the church. And it said at the bottom of it, it said pastor. It said Jesus. We still laugh about it. I know, folks, we got to have a pastor to guide us. But Jesus is in charge of this thing. And he's the one that'll keep us all together, together, if we listen to him. I appreciate it. I don't know, Randy, you want to get a verse of the song? Y'all go ahead and get a verse of the song, if you would. I don't know where you stand this morning. I really don't. But I'm going to tell you something. Them boys, them disciples, the Lord made them a promise, didn't he, Randy? I mean, he literally told them. He said, boys, I'm going away. He said, but I ain't going to leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to tell you, the Lord tell you the same thing this morning. I don't know how long it's been since you've been out of the will of God. I don't know how long it's been since you need to be saved. I don't know nothing about you. But I'm going to tell you something. You'll never have a peace about you like God can give you.
Yeah.
That is just a plain, simple truth. I love my wife beyond all means. Bruce, me and her don't have knockdown dragouts. I don't get in my truck, slam the door, and take off.
That's the Lord.
Now, are there some days when you have some disagreements? We're human, ain't we? Yeah. Huh? We disagreed yesterday how I got on the interstate. I proved to her this morning I was right. Yeah. She said, I still don't believe you. I said, when we come back home, I'm going to show you. Huh? That's the kind of love, Susan, that you can't have without God.
Yeah.
Can't have it. It takes three to make a marriage, folks. And me and her have the Lord in it. We're all together. Together. She said, I know you wasn't right. I said, don't matter if I was right. You ain't going to admit it. I said, you ain't going to admit it. Y'all ever heard that? Huh? I said, but I'm going to prove to you when we come back home. You know what I'm going to do when I get to the interstate, Lord willing, and Darville to the exit? I'm going to make sure she knows it, Bruce. Make sure she knows it. But you know what? She still ain't going to admit it. She still ain't going to admit it. But I'm going to tell you, there's a closeness. Randy, you know it. That you just can't have without God.
Yeah.
There's a closeness in your soul that you cannot have without God, without Jesus. I know people right now, and I know I can go lay my hands on them, that say they've been born again, and I was there. But they're some of the most miserable people that you've ever seen. They've got hate in their heart, and people ain't even done nothing to them. But they still hate you. You know why? because they're not all together. Together with God. You know what the Bible says? He said you get all together with God. You know what it'll make you do? It'll make you love your enemies. Ain't that what it says? Folks, I'm going to hush in a minute. I promise you. This feels too good. Can you imagine old Peter? Been waiting and waiting and waiting. Said that was in a large upper room. And said it came like a mighty rushing wind. You ever had it hit you like that?
Yeah.
I want to tell y'all something, folks. I don't know if very many of y'all remembered or not. Brother Robbie was a pastor here one time. We got the foot washing meeting in this place. And I'm going to tell you, you get all together with God, you better be careful. You know what? My wife will still tell you to this day. I left here that night. Now, y'all might not remember it, but I remember it like it was yesterday. My wife, Jeff, got so scared that she afraid that I wasn't coming back. She got scared that night, Randy, because she literally thought the Lord was fixing to take me. There's been a few times. Thank God. There's been a few times. There's been a few times, thank God, where it wasn't a matter to me. Thank God the Lord didn't just go ahead and take us. You know why? Because I got all together, thank God, together with God that night. She'll tell you she was scared, slapped to death, Bruce. I remember Stephanie wrote me a letter. And I don't tell people this stuff. Got run over by a lawnmower when I was 2 years old. Cut the biggest part of my left foot off. Was always afraid to do foot washing. But I'm going to tell you, I got past it that night. I got past it because I got all together with God. And I'll never forget how something just happened. I still got it. She mailed me a letter. Do you know what it said? How beautiful are the feet of the preacher that preached the gospel. Oh, thank God. I want to tell you something, folks. I don't worry about things anymore. Because when you get all together with God, you don't worry about the world. Thank God. When the church comes together, what a beautiful sight it is. I want to tell you, if you're here and you ain't felt that feeling in a long time, thank God you can feel it this morning. If you don't feel it right now, I'd do some checking up. The preacher trying to tell me where I'm at, I ain't gonna tell you. He ain't gotta tell you. The Lord has already told you. You sitting in here and can't feel what I feel? Son, I'd be praying. I'd be begging for the Lord to let me feel it again. Because I've been there too. Been there too. Thank God for it. As we stand, they sing a verse of something. I want you to know.
Get your book, Songs of Faith, and sing with us. 373 at the bottom.
And I don't think Randy will mind. You know where you're at this morning. This altar's open. And I believe it's time that you use it. We're talking about, and I'll tell you this and I'll let them think. Talk about speaking in tongues. They heard your own tongues that night, Randy. We was at Stoners one time, and there was a couple of boys that come in there, and I could go tell you where they at right now. And this is how I always explain speaking in tongues. Them boys had come, and hadn't been much of a and very many Baptist preachers. And Randy got up and preached to them boys, to us, to everybody. And them boys were sitting there. They ain't ever heard much of that kind of preaching. So them, that was about speaking in tongues, Jeff. That's exactly the way we explained it. Because they never heard it. But I'm going to tell you something. Them boys left there different than when they came in. Left there different, Bruce. Because they didn't have to understand. Listen to me now. You listen to me. They didn't have to understand every word Randy Jackson said. But what they understood was the Spirit of God got a hold of them.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
What they understood, the Spirit will let you feel more and understand more than man can ever explain to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That won't tell you nothing. Been enough 10 years trying to get stuff out of them. I'll just go figure it out. Just keep studying, keep reading. But the Spirit of God will let you know some things. Say, preacher, why are you lingering on? I don't know. Somebody needs it. Somebody needs it this morning. I wouldn't keep doing it if the Spirit wasn't in it. But the Spirit will let you know things that you can't understand with this mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Spirit will get out of this mind, Randy. And it gets down into the heart of men. And when it gets there, something got to give. Something got to give because you are miserable. But I'm going to tell you, you can be like Peter. You say, preacher, I ain't no preacher. I've seen them lap the church that wasn't preachers. Because the Lord give them something. And you can be there this morning, but listen to the Spirit of God and let it work in your life. And then you'll be all together with God. Go ahead.